Corey, you've brought up so many important issues there. I'm wondering just generally your thoughts on whether the history curriculum in the UK should address the idea of memory more directly. You mentioned at the beginning there that teachers are having to unpick these myths and misconceptions that are somehow young people, children are picking up, perhaps in primary school, perhaps in the media, perhaps through, as you say, the film The Boy in Striped Pyjamas and other Holocaust literature. But how can teachers unpick those things? I mean, it's quite difficult. They have a somewhat positive understanding of Britain's role in the Holocaust. And you, as a teacher, you have to come in and then correct them on that. It's not an easy thing to do. Are teachers being given enough support and training on ideas and understanding of memory?
I think our study demonstrates that CPD can have a massive impact on teachers' subject knowledge and therefore their ability to improve student subject knowledge. I'd really advocate actually being explicit with students about misconceptions. So you could start a lesson by saying, people tend to believe that this is the case, or perhaps someone at home may have said that this is the case, but we're actually going to look at the evidence and interrogate to what extent this is true. And that can be a really powerful historical inquiry in itself. And I often find students respond really well to the idea that they are correcting a false idea that's held, that you're giving them some kind of extra secret, powerful knowledge. But I think CPD is critical for teachers because they're enmeshed in the same cultural discourse that Tom was talking about as everybody else is. And they need that bridge with the universities and with academia to help them to get to a stage where they're confident in the classroom to address these misconceptions and therefore to challenge some of these myths.